praise God for the privilege of fellowship with you this morning.
我感谢神，他让我有一个跟各位一同交通的机会。
As we have before us Bibles, I trust that you will open them at this time, the Word of God as in Titus, the second chapter, verses 11 through 14.
各位面前放的有圣经，请大家翻到新约提多书第二章，我们从十一节看到十四节。
I will read a verse, and I will ask Brother Tong to read the verse in Chinese.
我读一节，我要请唐弟兄读中文一节。
Titus 2:11. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men.
提多书第二章十一节。
Training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义。
Awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds.
他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Our topic for the morning is the Superman.
今天早上我们的讲题是超人。
One of my favorite radio programs when I was a boy growing up in the pre-TV days of America was an adventure story based on a comic strip.
在我小的时候在美国长大， 那个时候电视还没有，我最欢喜的一个广播节目就是一个喜剧性的连续剧。
I don't think Taiwan television has ever had this program.
我不认为台湾的电视曾经有过这样一个节目。But
the program would begin each time with the sound of a typhoon-like wind.
但是这个节目啊，每次一开头就有一个声音，什么样的声音呢？是一个台风的效果声。And
the voice of a man calling out.
有一个人的声音在喊。And
he would call something like this.
他这样喊。
Flying through the air.
从 空中飞过,
faster than the speed of sound,
要比声音的速度还要快地飞,
stronger than the strength of man,
要比人的力量还要大。
Is it a bird?
这个是不是一个鸟?
Is it a plane?
是不是一个飞机?
No.
不是。
It's Superman.
那是一个超人。
Let me just add a little more about this Superman.
我愿意再给各位多讲一点关于这个超人的故事。
Superman was a reporter for a newspaper.
这个超人是 一家报纸的记者。
He wore glasses.
他眼睛上戴着眼镜。
He looked like a very ordinary man.
他跟普通人没有什么分别。
But suddenly he would go into a little room and change clothes.
但是他会突然进到一个房间里面换上一套衣服。
And then he would fly out of the window.
然后他会从窗户里面飞出去。
With a mask over his face.
他的脸上戴着一个面罩。
A big chest.
他的胸部很大。
A cape, C-A-P-E, a cape flying from his shoulders.
他身上披着一件斗篷，也就是披风。
And he could do anything.
他可以做什么事都能做。
Actually, there are many supermen in the folklore of every country.
每一个国家在他们的通俗故事里面都有超人。
America has also enjoyed its Popeye the Sailor Man.
美国最通俗的超人就是大力水手。
And you know all about him.
你们都晓得这个故事。
And many other such heroes of the mass media.
那么在大众传播里面有很多这样有超人能力的英雄。
And of course, China has been thrilled with its own heroes.
中国呢，在民间的故事里面有更多这样超人的故事。
猪八戒。
猪八戒。
孙悟空。
孙悟空。
沙僧。
沙和尚。
And many, many more supermen.
有许多的超人。
And these have all arisen out of the imagination of your very rich and ancient culture.
这些超人都是中国古代文学里面所创造那个想象力所创造出来的角色。
Each time we walk by a movie theater in Taiwan, we have to be careful.
我们每一次走过台湾的电影院门口，特别要小心。
We have to be careful that some Superman doesn't come flying out of the movie house.
我们要小心什么呢？小心啊，不要从电影院里面跑出一个超人出来。
Flying through the air.
他从空中飞出来。
Feet extended out.
他的腿撑出来。
And a sword in his hand.
手里面拿着刀。
Oh, when I walk by a movie house, I'm very careful.
我走过电影院门口的时候，我特别小心。
A Superman will come out at me.
我担心呢，害怕有一个超人会向我扑出来。
In the latter part of the 19th century, a German author, Friedrich Nietzsche, wrote several books.
在十九世纪的下半叶，德国有一位大哲学家，他的名字叫尼采，他写过好些书。
These books described a Superman that the author, Nietzsche, did not intend as fictitious, as a fictitious character.
这些书里面所讲的一个超人，在作者尼采的心里面并不愿意把他们当作把这个超人当作假想的人物。
These books have in recent years become popular again worldwide.
这些书在最近特别变成全世界畅销的书。
I believe there are many young people in Taiwan that are reading these books.
我相信在台湾有很多青年人读过他的著作。
Why are they popular? Why are they, these books popular?
他们为什么会很普及?
Because they touch on a universal desire within mankind to know a superhuman life.
因为这 细书能够接触到我们人的内心，我们的内心呢就欢喜知道认识一个人类的世界的超人。
Within the heart of every man is this desire to know something more than what we know of our life.
我们每一个人的心里面都有一个愿望，就是要认识一些事情是我们这个生活里面所没有的。
Really, Nietzsche's Superman is mankind's Superman.
尼采的超人实际上呢是人类的超人。
Our Bible reading for today also speaks of this kind of Superman.
我们今天早上所读的这一段圣经里面所谈论的也是这样的一种超人。
Our first point that we want to make this morning is that mankind's Superman is a person on his own.
我们今天早上所要谈的这个时代的这个人类的超人，他第一点要注意的呢，就是人类的超人呢，他是依靠自己的一种人。
Titus chapter 2 verse 12 describes first of all the heart of this Superman.
提多书第二章第十二节首先介绍这种超人的心，他的内心如何。
Here is the heart of the man who is mankind's Superman.
我们现在看到的这个心呢，就是人类超人的心。
In the 12th verse, the word irreligion is a descriptive word for the attitude of a man's heart toward the person of God.
在提多书第十二章里面有一个字，这个字就是不敬虔，这个字眼呢是说明人对于神的心。
On the front of this English word, irreligion, is the prefix ear.
在英文，不敬虔三个字，实际上就是一个字 irreligion. Irreligion 有一个字头，或者说头词，这个字头就是 ir.
This prefix ear gives the word a negative meaning.
这个字头呢，就让这个字有了一个否定的语气，否定的意义。
Thus, irreligion means not religion or not having the need of religion.
所以这样一来呢，就使那个敬虔呢变成不敬虔，或者说没有敬虔的需要。
More clearly, it means that the Superman does not need God.
更明白的说呢，就是说超人他不需要神。
Nietzsche's starting point was with the non-existence of God.
尼采哲学的基础是建筑在没有神这个观点上面。
With this heart attitude, man is a person on his own without God.
有这种内心的态度，人呢他就变成一个只靠自己没有神的人。
With this heart attitude, man is left without God to fend for himself in the battles of life.
有这样一种内心的态度，人他就没有神来保护他在生命的征战里面。
And we might add, there are many, many battles in life.
我们可以加一句话，就是在人生里面有许许多多的征战。
The Superman of this world plans his own life without the help of the God who created him and who sustains his life from moment to moment.
这个世界的超人，他在 计划打算他自己的一生，没有神的帮助，这位神就是创造他的，而且时时刻刻保守他的。
The Bible terms this irreligious man the old man.
圣经把这种不敬虔的人称为旧人。
God's word informs us that from the beginning of history, man has been a rebel against God.
神的话告诉我们，从起初人就背叛了神。
Adam, the very first man and all men since him have known what it means to be a person on his own.
亚当他就是最先被造的人，以及从亚当以后的人都晓得，我们靠自己一个人专靠自己那个意思是什么。
History is the story of man's quest to be the Superman.
历史就是记载人类追求做超人的一个记录的故事。
So then, this Superman is no one new.
因此，这个超人呢，没有什么新鲜。
He's as old as history.
他跟历史是同期久远。
In Titus chapter 2 verse 12 there is also put before us the way of life of mankind Superman.
在提多书第二章第十二节也把人类的超人的生活方式摆在我们面前。
In the 12th verse I read he lives in quote worldly passions unquote.
在这一段我读到，就是世界的超人，人类的超人呢，他是活在世俗的情欲里面。
Because he is a person on his own without any relationship with the living God, his desires are all taken up with the things of this world.
因为这个人呢，他是专靠自己，没有跟神这个永活的神没有关系，他的愿望都充满了世界的事。
The Superman is thinking mainly of himself.
超人所想的主要的就是他自己。
How the things of this world may benefit himself.
这个世界上的事物怎么样可以让他得到好处。
His worldly passions compel him to follow many paths of life.
他的世俗的情欲就强迫他要走一些人生的道路。
Now, some of these paths of life, mankind considers to be good.
这些生活的方式在人类看起来有一些是好的。
But some of these paths of life, even mankind considers to be bad.
但是这些生活方式，即使人类也有的认为是该咒诅的。
Mankind condemns even some of Superman's ways.
人类他们认为这个超人的生活方式有一些是应当咒诅的。
Nietzsche's Superman is so popular because he goes beyond good or bad.
尼采的超人之所以如此通俗，因为这个超人呢，好坏对他都无所谓。
Let me explain that a little more carefully.
我愿意给大家再仔细地解释一下。
That is, for all who think like Nietzsche,No worldly passions are bad.
那就是说，凡是跟尼采有同样想法的人，在这个世界的情欲没有一样是坏的。
There's no good, there's no bad. This Everything, whatever you want to do, is what you can do.
无所谓好，也无所谓坏，任何事情，凡事你都可以做。
The fruit of this kind of thinking in recent days is an American magazine, the Playboy magazine, New Morality.
这种想法所产生的结果就是今天美国花花公子所提倡的那种新道德。
Really, it's not new either.
实际上呢，这种道德也不是新的。
Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, God caused a famous king of Israel to write of his life of worldly passions.
几千年以前，神就使以色列人当中一个很有名的王把他属世俗的情欲写出来了。
And in so doing, he gave a perfect description of the new morality of today.
他在写他世俗情欲的时候，就把今天这种新道德也做了一个很详细的预言。
King Solomon had many, many wives and many, many girlfriends. He had everything the world could afford.
Solomon 有许许多多的妃嫔，凡是世界上面所有的好处，他没有享受不到的。
King Solomon wrote, "And all that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart." From any pleasure.
Solomon 在他的传道书里面这样写着说，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的，我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。
This is a picture of the contemporary superman or superwoman.
这就是我们当代的男超人或者女超人一幅绘画。
This is a picture of the new morality of today.
这个就是今天新道德的一种说明。
There is the intent to be the master of one's own will.
人欢喜做自己意愿的主人。
But in actuality, this superhuman person is a puppet on the strings of worldly passions.
但是实际上这个人类的世界的超人却是被悬在几根钢丝上几根线上面的一个木偶而已。
His every move is controlled by powers which overcome him.
他每一个动作都比控制他的都被控制他的那个力量所左右所控制。
For you see, he or she is a person on his own without God in this world.
因此各位可以看到，这种男超人或者女超人就是完全靠自己在这个世界上面没有神的人。
You may perhaps know that Nietzsche became insane at the age of 45.
各位也许都晓得，尼采在他45岁的时候就发疯了。
And he died a few years later.
没有几年他就死掉了。
He never really became what he wanted to be, a superman.
他从来没有如愿以偿的成为他心目当中想做的那个超人。
Over and over again, the Bible clearly warns that the way of mankind's Superman is a way of spiritual darkness and death.
圣经一次又一次的很清楚地告诉我们，人类的超人的生活方式就是一种属灵的黑暗，属灵的死亡。
Now I would like to ask each one of us a question.
我愿意请教在座的每一位一个问题。
Have you ever thought of yourself as a superman?
你有没有认为你自己是一个超人？
Have you ever thought of yourself as a superwoman?
你有没有认为你自己是一个超女人？
Listen.
听好。
The wrath of God is against all of mankind's supermen.
神的震怒是与全世界所有人类的超人为敌的。
Against all who live on their own without him.
是与那些只靠自己没有神的人为敌的。
But did you know that so many of the words of the Bible reveal to us God's superman?
但是各位晓得不晓得，神的话，也就是圣经，有许多地方告诉我们神的超人。
God has a superman.
神有一个超人。
He is God's own person.
他是神本身。
In Titus chapter 2, verse 13, we read about him.
在提多书第二章十三节，我们看到这位神的超人。
He is the one who is called in the Word of God our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个人在我们所读的这一节圣经里面被称为至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督。
The heart of God's Superman and his way of life are both found within this dual title that is given to him.
这位超人的神的超人的心意以及他的生活方式都在这个双重的头衔里面让我们可以看得出来。
The first part of the title is Our Great God.
第一个头衔就是我们至大的神。
Before he came into this world, he was in the form of God.
在他来到这个世界以前，他有神的形象。
He was in the beginning with God, and he was God, the Bible tells us.
他在太初与神同在，他就是神，这是我们的圣经所告诉我们的。
Therefore, he has the heart of God.For he is God.
由于他是神，所以他有神的心。
His heart and his life are perfectly one.
他的心与他的生活完完全全能够表里合一。
We discover much about his heart and his way of life when we learn that he is also.The second part of the title, he is also our Savior.
我们可以更多的认识他的心，更多的了解他的生活方式。当我们知道他是我们另外一个头衔，就是他是我们的救主。
This means that he emptied himself of his glory that he possessed as God. He emptied himself of God's glory.
这个意思就是说，他把他所具有的那种神的荣耀完全倒空。
And he was born in the likeness of man.
他被生成一个人的样式。
God became man.
神变成人。
Jesus Christ is the only real Superman that this world has ever known.
耶稣基督是这个世界有史以来第一位超人。
He walked on water.
他在水面上行走。
He changed water into wine.
他使水变成酒。
He healed the sick.
他医治有病的人。
He charged demons to come out of the hearts of people.
他吩咐鬼从被鬼附的人身上出来。
And he even brought the dead back to life.
他甚至于叫人从死里复活。
In many ways, he is the Superman.
在很多方面都让我们看出来他是超人。
But Jesus Christ became God's Superman most of all Because he has God's super heart of love for us.
但是耶稣基督他在最大的一方面变成神的超人呢，就是因为他有神那种超人的心与超人的爱。
If we are honest, we will say we have been miserable failures as supermen and superwomen.
假如我们要肯坦白地承认的话，我们每一个人都是有都是在做超人或者做超女人这件事上我们失败了，我们有我们的烦恼。
God in his love for us has given us hope in his Superman who died for us on the cross.
神记住这个超人在十字架上死显出了他对我们的爱。
He died for us and became our Savior.
他为我们死成了我们的救主。
Titus 2:14 sums up his heart and his life in four simple but powerful English words.
在提多书第二章第十四节，把他的心，把他的爱，用四个简单的英文字说出来。
He gave himself for us.
要是翻成中文，就有八个字。他为我们舍了自己。
He gave himself for me.
他为我舍了自己。
He gave himself for you.
他为你舍了自己。
Dear friend,
亲爱的朋友，
God became the real Superman for you and me.
神为了你，为了我，变成了一个真正的超人。
That we might know him.And his superabundant love.
使我们可以认识他和他那个无限量的爱。
We turn now in our Bible passage to those exciting words that reveal his purpose for you and for me.
我们现在要看到我们这一段圣经里面最令我们兴奋的一个字眼，这个字眼能够说明他自己到这个世界上来的目的，为你，为我。
You recall that we said first of all that mankind's Superman is a person on his own.
你们各位应该记得，我们在开头的时候讲，人类的超人是一个靠自己的人。
But God's Superman is God's own person.God who became man.
但是神的超人呢，就是神自己，神成了人。
What does God expect of us then?
那么神希望我们怎么样呢？
God's man, God's woman.
神的人，神的子民。
Is a person of his own.
所谓神的儿女，就是神自己的子民。
This is what is before us in Titus 2:14.
这个是记载在提多书第二章十四节里面。
Jesus gave himself for us that he might make us a people of his own.
耶稣为我们舍了自己，好让我们成为他自己的子民。
The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.Are not only proof that he is God's Superman.
耶稣的死跟耶稣的复活，耶稣从死里复活，不仅仅证明他是神的超人，
but should also convince us of his purpose for us.
但是也能够使我们确认，使我们相信他为我们的目的。
He never intended that we should be a kind of Superman.Who doesn't need him. He never intended, God, our God who loves us, never intended that we should be a kind of Superman who doesn't need him at all.
神从来没有这样的心愿，就是让我们成为一种不需要他的超人。
Rather, Titus tells us in verse 14 that he gave himself for us that we should be a people of his own.
相反的呢，神却在提多书第二章十四节告诉我们，他为我们舍了自己，好让我们成为他的子民。
That is, he wants us to be his man, his woman.
那就是说，他要我们成为他的男女百姓。
He desires that we belong to him in a very wonderful and real relationship.
他希望我们跟他发生一种奇妙的真正的关系。
So that he can call us, so that God can call us a people of his own.
好让他可以称我们为他自己的子民。
Just as we have sung this morning in this beautiful song.
就像我们今天早上所献的诗歌里面所唱的一样。
Here then is the heart of God's man. Look at it carefully.
这个就是神的子民的他们的心意，我们注意的看。
It's a heart that has been conquered by the super love of God.
这个心呢，是被神超人的爱所征服的一颗心。
It's a heart that has surrendered to Jesus Christ.
这个心是向耶稣基督投降的心。
He is our Superman.
他是我们的超人。
I want to be his man.
我愿意做他的子民。
You become a real Christian not by any outward act.
各位变成真正的基督徒，不是借着外表的行动。
Such as being baptized or joining a church.
就像受洗了，或者加入教会了。
You become a real Christian only when you acknowledge from your heart that you are not your own.
我们变成基督徒，就是要从我们的心里面承认我们不是属于我们自己的人。
Some of the most precious words in the Bible to me are in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. You're not your own. You're bought with a price.
在哥林多前书第一章，哥林多前书第六章十九二十节那个地方有一些对我个人最宝贝的话语，那就是说你们不是自己的人，是用重价买回来的。
When you give God's Son your heart, then you belong to Him.
当你把你的心给了神的儿子，你就属于他。
You become a person of His very own.
你就变成他自己的人。
And as He enters your heart in a personal relationship with you, His life within you makes you a new man.
由于他进入到你的心里面，跟你发生了一种切身的关系，那么他内住在你里面，就能够让你成为一个新人。
You become a man born again in his likeness, because now you are his and he is yours.
你会变成一个重生的人，这个重生的人就像他，因为你是他的人，他也是你的。
You are no longer the old man.
你不再是旧人。
The rebel against God.
不再是背叛神的。
You are his man.
你是属他的人。
You are a person of his own possession.
你是他所有的人。
Because he has given himself for you. And wonderful, wonderful.You have given yourself to him.
因为他已经把自己给了你，为你舍了，非常奇妙，非常奇妙，你也把你自己给了他。
And as for the life of this one who is God's man.
那么也讲到这个神的人的，神的子民的生活方式。
It's also very much different, far different from the life of the old man, the Superman.
也跟过 过去那个旧人那个人类的超人的生活方式大大的不同。
A study of the wonders of this new life within the scope of Titus 2:11-14 could take us several hours if time would permit.
假如我们单单就着提多书第二章11-14来查考这种新的生活方式的奇妙的地方，很可能要花我们好些钟头的时间。
Instead, we will summarize what is contained herein with two brief observations.
但是我们不这样做，我们只要很简短的从两方面来研究。
Negatively, first.
我们先从消极方面来看。
God's man renounces worldly passions, Titus 2:12.
神的子民要除去世俗的情欲，这是提多书第2:12告诉我们的。
God's man belongs to him, therefore he renounces the things of this world.
神的子民属于神，所以他要除去世俗的情欲。
That does not mean we leave the world.
这个意思不是我们离开这个世界。
But it means that we belong to him, and the things of this world are to be used for him.
那个意思就是说，我们是属于他的，凡是世界上的事物都要为他而用。
But you may ask, how is this possible?
你们也许会这样问，这怎么可能有这样的事呢？
Mankind, Superman can't do this.
人类的超人做不到这件事。
Sometimes he thinks he can, but he can't.
有的时候他认为他可以，实际上做不到。
That's right, he cannot.
对的，他做不到。
But God's man can.
但是神的人，神的子民却可以做得到。
Because he belongs to the all-powerful God.
因为他属于那位全能的神。
The God-man, the Superman, gave himself for us on the cross that he may forgive us our sins.
神的神而仁者就是神的超人，他为我们在十字架上受死，把他自己舍了。
And therefore he can live within us with all his power available to us.
因此他可以内住在我们里面，把他的能力赐给我们。
This is the secret of how we can renounce worldly passions.
这就是我们如何可以除去世俗情欲的一个秘诀。
I am his and he is mine.
我是他的，他是我的。
Positively.
积极的。
We are his that we might be zealous for good works. That's found in the end of verse 14.
我们是他的子民，所以我们可以热心为善。这是在提多书第二章十四节最后一句话。
What is a good work? What is a good deed?
这个善行是什么？做好事是什么意思？
A good deed is anything I do for him,with the power of his indwelling life, because I am first of all his own person.
这个善行就是因为我是他的子民，我靠着他内住在我里面的力量，可以为他，一切都是为他做出来的。
To please him,
讨他的喜悦，
To go according to his will,
完全遵循他的旨意。
This is what God has called us to do and to live.
这个意思就是神要我们所行的，所活出来的。
This is the new life.
这是一个新的生命。
Of God's man.
是神的子民的新生命。
Of God's woman.
也是神的女儿的女孩子的一种生命。
A person of his own.
是他自己的子民。
Dear friend,
各位亲爱的朋友，
when you behold God's Superman, our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, not with these eyes, but with the eyes of faith,
当你用你的 信心的眼睛，不是用肉体的眼睛来抬头仰望神的超人，当作我们至大的神和我们的救主。
Then you will gladly renounce anything in that superhuman life you have been living on your own.
然后你就会很欢喜快乐地把过去你靠着自己那种做超人的生活方式所一切有的东西都除掉。
And you will find the joy of being God's own person, a person of his own.
你会发现做神他自己子民的那种喜乐。
Experiencing the super abundant love of God and his super abounding life.
经历他那种无限量的大爱以及他那种丰盛的生命。
If your heart is willing,
假如你的心愿意。
If you do not belong to Jesus Christ,
假如你不属于耶稣基督。
Why not become his very own right now?
为什么你不现在就变成他的子民呢？
I'd like to close with a little illustration and then we're done.
我愿意用一个小小的故事来结束我们今天早上的讲道。
In the Bible portion we've been reading is the word redeem.
在我们这一段圣经里面有一个字就是赎，救赎的赎。
He has died to redeem us.
他为我们受死，目的就是要赎我们。
There's a story of a little boy who made a toy boat one day.
有一个小孩子有一天为他自己做了一条玩具船。
And he made the boat all on his own.
他完全啊是用他自己的双手所做出来的一条小船。
It wasn't a real good looking boat perhaps, but it was his, he made it.
这条船也许不是挺好看的，但是呢却完完全全是他自己做的。
When I was a little boy, I can remember making a boat.
当我做小孩的时候，我也能够记得做劳作做船的事。
The little boy put the boat in the stream, in the river, to play with it.
这个小孩子把他做的这条小船放在一条小溪里面去玩。
And because he was just a little boy, he wasn't careful perhaps, but the boat began to float away from him.
因为他的年纪幼小，他不担心，就让船随着溪流而流开了。
And he called to the little boat, My little boat, come back.
他就喊了一条船，他说我的船呢，你回来呀。
Come back, my little boat.
我的船呢？
But the little boat didn't listen to his master.
但是那条小船不听他主人的话。
Sometime later, the little boy was out shopping or walking along where the shops were.
有一次这个小孩在街上逛街看商店。
And he went by a shop that said pawn shop.
他走过一个当铺的门口。
And there in the front of the shop was his boat.
在当铺的橱窗里面就放着他所坐的那条船。
And he ran into the shop and he said to the man of the shop, That's my boat.
他就跑到当铺里面对掌柜的讲，他说那是我的船。
Give me my boat.
你把船还给我。
The man looked down at the little boy and said, I'm sorry, boy.
那个柜台上的人就对他讲，很抱歉，小朋友。
That you cannot have unless you give me some money.
那是你没有办法拿回去的，除非你给我钱。
Little boy looked down.
那个小孩子就看下去，就来找一找。
He didn't have hardly any money on him.
他身上没有带钱。
He loved that little boy.
他就离开了这条船。
What would he do?
他怎么办呢？
He went home.
回家。
And in America, little boys have something like this that we call a piggy bank.
在美国跟我们在台湾一样，有小猪，就是铺满。
A place where you put your money.
这是小孩存钱的东西。
He took his piggy bank and he opened it up and he took all his money out.
他把小猪啊，翻过来，把里面存的钱统统倒出来。
And he counted it out.
他就数了一数。
Yes, that was enough.
啊，够了。
But it took all that he had.
他就把他所有的钱都拿出来。
Then he went back to the pawn shop.
又回到当铺。
And he gave the man the money.
把钱给掌柜的。
And then the story ends as the boy walks out of the pawn shop.
那么这个故事啊，就在这样一幅图画里面结束。这个小孩子从当铺里面抱着他的一条船走出来。
Little boat, the little boy was heard to say, little boat.
那个小孩对他的船说，小船啊。
I made you.
我造你。
And now I have bought you.
现在我又把你买回来。
You are doubly mine.
你是双重的属于我。
You belong to me doubly.
你双重的属于我。
Dear friend,
各位亲爱的朋友。
God's son has made you.
神的儿子创造了你。
He is God's Superman.
他是神的超人。
But he has also died for you.
但是他也为你死了。
And he wants you to come back to him.
他希望你能够回到他的面前。
Why don't you do so today?
你为什么不在今天就做这件事呢？
Become God's man, God's woman.
变成神的儿女。